Yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird timing. It's time, man.
One order radio, sister, 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are the winning jump band sound. Looking across the border. Cause we are clan body. You were come, we kill you already. And you and your fellow rap, there is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, an eye for an eye. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that leave is so killer.
I get money, I get money.
Peace.
What's going on, Bring Cash BC?
Man, victory stand up right now. You tuning in, 6 order. It's a 1 order, 6 o'clock blitz, baby.
Uh-huh.
It's your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
Alongside Guilty Black, Brilliance Luminator, another conscious knowledge.
And we got the infamous DJ Digital in the building. Yo. What's good, man? How you feeling, big man?
Man, I'm tired. I gotta be real with it. I'm exhausted.
My man's in the zombie state, eh?
Yeah, man. I'm just loving off the people, and you know, it's just exhausting because there's so much people in the world. I love all of you so much. Season's greetings, all.
Season's greetings, and one order about to drop a big package on you today. No Santa Claus. Pause. Pause.
Santa Claus. Pause.
You know what I'm saying? We dropping packages, man, and I'm talking about the music today, man, and we also going to go through a yearly wrap-up of what's really been cracking in 2024, the year of truth. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know what I mean? We need that sound effect. Dun, dun, dun. You know what I'm saying? Word is bomb, man. It's been a crazy year, man, you know, and definitely the ups and downs, the zigzag zig of life, you know what I mean?
For real, though.
Right? So many different, almost feel like, you know, not even, you know, the hurricanes and tsunamis, but just like tsunamis in so many different ciphers, places, you know?
It's a cyclone right now. They got the cyclone going on everywhere,
like,
you know?
Man, it's, you know, from... You know, there's been tsunamis in the politics, in the war, in the music, you know what I mean? Entertainment, sports, so many tsunamis taking place in these different ciphers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely a year of the shakeup, man. That's for
Oof.
Sure, man. You know?
Off like a 9.9, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, what's going on with our government right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? Like, you know,
Real
like
shaking.
People jumping ship, you know what I'm saying? And like, man, people wide open right now, man. Don't front, you know I got you open. Buckshot shorty, Black Moon. Oh, don't front, you know I got you open. Yeah, man. Got the government open right now, man.
Man,
you know.
So what was her name? Minister of Finance?
Oh, Christina Freeland. Yeah, man. She was like, man, I'm done, right? And it's so funny, right? Like, is this fair? She has to go give the budget, you know what I mean? I think the budget was like 22 bill over. You know what I mean, right? She has to go give the budget, and she quits before she has to, you know, give the budget, right? And, you know, everybody probably forgets about what she said, right? We're going to meet the quota, and quota was not met, definitely, right? Like, you wonder why everyone's so broke. There's that $22 billion right there. Imagine that back into the pocket of Canadians. Can you imagine what your Christmas would be like this year, or your Hanukkah, your whatever, your Kwanzaa, you know? Can you imagine what it would be like this year if that money
was real estate percentage down
in your pocket?
You know what I mean? And it's incredible, man. Like, you know, 2020, you know, over $20 billion over the budget. And, you know, I think of, like, you know,
plus all the other money that just flew out of the country, right?
You know, all the money that's been funding the wars in the Ukraine and you know, and that's what Canada does. You know, we take care of people. People take care of us, you know.
But we got to take care of our own,
but
too, right?
But hold on a second. That's what I'm about to get at is, like, you know, when it comes to, you know, these higher-ups, they haven't been for the people, this, you know, in this you know, semester. You know what I'm saying? Like,
in this 8 years of turmoil.
You know what I mean? Like, right. Man, this has been a tsunami. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
And people, some people are surviving, some people ain't. And it's just crazy how it's just crazy how people continue to vote for these monsters, really. You know what I'm saying?
Well, everyone's got an agenda, right? It depends, right? Maybe, you know, your pockets are getting lined, right? So.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, shoot. If you with it, you with it. You know what I mean? If you with it, you with it, for sure. You know? There's a lot of abundance out there, man. You know, despite what people think, there's a lot of abundance out there. You know what I mean? And you know, for those who are, you know, really trying to flood their pockets, it's like, bro, you could just have the whole, you know, country on your side and still make you money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even have to be on some real greedy stuff. Like, there's an abundance. And, like, if you know how to work with your people, then, you know, y'all can manifest more than just bloodsuckers. You know what I mean? Being bloodsuckers, you know, 10% is trying to suck the blood out of the poor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even have to do that. You know, there's enough money in this country, man. Just look at it. $66 billion. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you actually go to 61.9.
61.9. Well, if it was 40 and 26, that's why I said 66. But, you know, when you go to this, like, man, you know, you going to get milk, it costs you $7-$8. You know what I mean?
Crazy, man.
Like, what? You know? Milk was like $3, $4.
For the 4 liter.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what are we talking about here, right? But this is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, these people in power, like, you know, you definitely can just work with the people and you're going to make more money in the long run.
Well, that, you know, they're bringing in robots, right? They don't need the people as much now, right? You know? Yeah. I would think they do, right? But, you know, they're coming with all these robots. What do they need people for, right?
Well,
they want a robot world, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely been shown in, you know, all throughout movies. I always talk about that, right? You know, because it's what it's doing to your subconscious is, you know, getting you acquainted with the idea of that happening, right? Like, when you look in New Jersey right now, right? In New York, you know, people are seeing, you know, drones, right? And flying in formation and not flying in formation. I seen a couple of, you know, documentaries on, you know, Project Blue something and all this other that, you know. And it's interesting, man. You know, it's very interesting. It's very interesting to
look
see.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane. How high?
What's that dude's name?
It could be, right? And the whole, yeah, man, like, the whole, that whole project is crazy, bro. Just what was being described. And I mean, especially by that author, Sergey Manas, who wrote this book about, you know, the four stages of, you know, deception that's supposedly going to happen. And it's funny, man. Just be care. Just be aware of the holograms. That's all I gotta say. You know what I mean?
Intergalactic warfare.
Be aware of the holograms, right? Technology is great. I don't have a problem with technology. However, when technology is used to deceive the people, that's a whole different thing, right? It's a whole different thing. It's.
And remember,
everything,
man,
that you see with your eyes might not actually be what you're really seeing. You feel me?
In the words of Public Enemy, don't believe the hype.
Did you run it?
Don't believe.
Did you run the truck?
Don't believe.
Content warning for all of my listeners.
Don't believe the hype.
One Order Radio, 6 o'clock. We just here to.
Don't believe the hype.
Let's enjoy this. Let's enjoy this.
Let's get into it.
Yo, happy holidays, everybody.
What you do?
Sweetheart, I'm talking to you and no one else. I just want you to know that I'll do for you.
Know the time on how I feel and what's on my mind. It's you that I wanna be in my life, and if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right direction, of course. Never play you out, so there's no loss. I'll be your love daddy, just wait and see that me and you, we were meant to be. Like a queen, cooking clean. Get your bubble bath ready so I can rub you with Noxzeme. And watch how gentle I'll be when I rub your back. And after that, there's dinner and cognac. A little romance for the quiet storm. And a lot of loving for the whole night long. I'm gonna caress your body and give you a kiss. And I'll rub you down where you've been missed. Nibble on your navel and kiss your thigh. Play with your hair, cause I'm on a love high. Well, I don't know, it's the way that I am. Introduce me to your mother and I say hello, ma'am. Well, I don't know, it's the way I was brought up. Respect my female and never get caught up in another affair. And I believe the same. And if you try to be slick, then the doors will open. You know, sweetheart, I told you once, and I don't feel I have to tell you anymore. It's you that I want, and it's you that I'll do for. Since we both know what we want, let's get it together and fly like two birds of a feather. Cause I'ma protect me and look out for my feelings, and that's why I always try to be loyal and gentle, laying left. Observe the female in case I'm a sleep camp. And if I have to break out, you don't deserve to live the good life and love the black hummingbird. It may be sexy, but it is true. If you try to taunt me, then I'ma daunt you. But if you treat me right, then I'll treat you with open arms and a rose just to greet you. Love you dearly, respect and care for you, my dear. So how could you ignore the way I feel is real from the start? So I stopped playing games and mastered the art.
Oh, my favorite, cuz amazing love. Cuz you never tell your friends where David was. Got a bunch, blaze it up. We can get a room in the trunk, that's the one with our favorite tub. Damn, you fly, why lie when I get by? All I do is think about how I'ma ride them thighs. I ain't never been one to make no girly songs, but I be up in this chick to the early morn. Might've came with some temples, but them Shirley's gone. She laughing, making a joke, she gon' sell our pawns. Got me head over heels, puffing on the clutch, thinking to myself, might sprint some bread for some wheels. I might be wrong, but honey is right. Got to have my back strong when I come for the night. A milkshake, bring my milkshake to the yard, and we don't care if we do it in the telly or the yo, back of the car. Whoa. Picking up my chick, we alone as usual. She been talking lip on the phone as usual. Pull up on the block and something real nice on chrome as usual. Neither one of us don't care where we heading. Park the truck, get a cup, watch American Wedding. I like it cause she cool, graduated school. Got a mean stick and pool, cut a killer quicker than me, she a fool. When everybody flipped, she was still playing rules. She the shit like some stool. I'm open like the windows is. Every time we have sex, I'm a limbo kid. And she make me stop quicker than my Brembo's dead. So no longer do I care where the club them other bimbos is. She's my favorite one, it's so serious. Meet her in purple, point blank period. Checkout time is the hardest cut. The valet call the room and say the cause is up. A cup and a shot, that's what P thing is. Then I be all up in that like them G-strings is. She's my favorite love, so is the purple. So I get them both together, then I blaze them up. What?
Trying to figure out how the fuck I'ma do, y'all. Hanging with my homie from the turf, that's young Q-Ball. Giving me the word on the streets, here's a scoop, y'all. Hey. From the east side, are split up. And one of them tried to fuck you up.
What?
Nah, cuz, don't believe that. That's my for life. I'm out with the boys. I'm in with the real. I'm at the church doing work, spitting game from the pulpit. Now that's the business. And God is my witness. LBC 213. Hell yeah, we in this. It's so relentless. And all my dogs up against a life sentence. I love y'all like I love no. And that's real. On some homie, dig this.
There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe. There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe.
I used to have a lot of bros that I don't fool with. I used to have a lot of homeboys I ain't cool with. A lot of people that I nigga went to school with. Happy as hell to see the big dog doing it. But wouldn't none of them believe it though?
Why?
That I would be bigger than Curtis Blow. I guess he was right, these are the breaks. Despite my mistakes and aches, I'm getting cake.
to realize your faith through faith. Cause we all gon' get that day. To see if our life will straighten, see if we'll be able to walk through them pearly gates.
Yeah.
To see the man upstairs. Yeah. On some real talk, homie, I'm tired of being stuck here. If I could, I would fly to the moon. Y'all probably think I'm tripping off these. I know.
There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe. There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe. There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe. There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe.
Peace, peace, peace. Van City, you know what time it is, baby. This is One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM. And you know what we do over here. We play the hottest hits, man. I mean, my man DJ Digital came through with a crazy three-part set right there. And that's just a, that's just the sample of what's to come tonight.
It's beautiful, man. Ups and downs.
You know what I'm saying? And that was Ups and Downs by Snoop D-O Double Jizzle. Then we had that Styles P joint. My man came through with the Styles P joint. Yo, we taking you back to the early 2000s with that joint called Favorite One.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then he had to just start it off with that Father MC. I do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
If I do it for you. You know
I'll do
it
for you.
I will do
I'll
for
do
you.
It for you.
I'll do it for you.
I'll do for you.
I'll do for you.
I will do for you.
Shout it.
Okay.
Tell me what you like. Can you back it up? Put it on my eyes. One order in the building. Yo, man, it's been crazy, bro. I was, you know, just thinking about, you know, some of the albums that came out this year. You know, definitely, man, that GNX album is crazy, bro. Front, you know. When you told me to listen to the song where he emulates Pac, I was thinking, like, man, I don't know how this is gonna sound, you know what I mean? But then I listened to it, and I would say it's not bad.
Yeah, I like it, man.
It's not bad, like...
I like how he wrote the rhythm.
You know what I'm saying? There's many artists, well, I think of, like, you know, one artist in particular who kind of tried to... You know, I don't want to say like was trying to be him, but like was rap, like kind of rap like Pac was or rap like Pac was Ja Rule. You know what I'm saying? Like when he came out first with like the his first album was it Vita Vetta Vetti Vita something Vetta.
Oh, you mean with the tone of the voice? And
yeah,
stuff?
You know what I mean. Yeah. And he did that Pain song. You know, he remixed the I Can't Help But Feel Your Pain. Yeah, And that rhythm is so fire. They got me strapped, ready to get my. Oh man, come on, man. That, you know, and this is the thing. You can't mimic Pac. You know what I'm saying? You can't be Pac. You can't mimic Pac. So when Kendrick came on with that joint, I don't think that he sounded like Pac, but I think that he did a hell of a job.
Riding the rhyme rhythm.
Riding his
flow.
Yeah, man. His flow. His. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, most definitely. Right? His, what's it called? It starts with an A. No, it doesn't start with an A. But it'll come back to me. But yeah, he definitely, you know, the first song on the album is crazy too, man. It just comes off like, and then you got Mustard! And then the last week's joint, man, Heart Part 6, man, yo, you know. But then, on the other hand, you know, we in the whip on the way up here. And, you know, the selector, Mr. DJ Digital, bomb, 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 bomb. You know, he whip up this J. Cole and Drizzy joint, right? Evil Ways. And I'm like, wow, like.
Some bars in there, boy.
Some bars in there.
Evil Ways.
You know what I mean? And,
bars in there.
And it's interesting because, you know, Cole, right? You know, I don't remember quite exactly the name of the song, but he drops where he talks about how, you know, if he would have stayed in the battle, he would have won, you know? And it's interesting how somebody would say that, but, you know, stepping out, you know what I mean? It's interesting, right? But Cole, Yo, he can spit, bro. He can spit.
And I cool got bars, man.
He can spit. He can spit. Like, yeah, you know. And yeah, he can spit, bro.
He got bars.
He can spit, right? So, you know, thinking about 2024, man, and you know, starting it off with the pimp down, pimp down, man in the pimp in distress, pimp in distress. Starting with my man Cat Williams, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, yeah, even on that Shay Shay interview, and oh boy, you know what I mean? He dropped some gems on people, man.
He broke it out.
Letting people, like fortune teller.
He broke it out for real, you know?
Like when you go to, like, Unlock and you finish a meal and you get the cookies at the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, crack open the cookie.
He definitely gave me the fortune cookie.
Yo, man. My man was over here, you know, Miss Cleo, you know what I mean? Like, remember Miss Cleo? Man, Miss Cleo.
Yeah, man, call me now.
Call me now. Yo, Shorty was making M's, man. And I listen, I know she was scamming, but allegedly, you know, it's very interesting. Right, he's fortune telling, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he definitely had some premonition or something, right?
And you know his story is pretty interesting too, right? You know, and he talks about being homeless in Florida and starting to get his gigs and he's a very interesting character, you know, and definitely been, you know, blackballed by the industry, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of quiet if you were a person that, you know, wasn't like a fan of him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To them you would think that he was being quiet, and then he came out with that, just that, what I like to call a solar plex shot. Knocked the wind out of you.
Definitely hitting the ribs.
Right?
Sometimes you just gotta say no to me. You just gotta say no.
There can only be one brother in the industry with side burners. You know, Luda. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bro. And, yo, so I can only think what, like, Shay Shay was thinking in his mind, right? Shadow Sharp, right? He's like, my man's came on my podcast. He just dropped some stuff that maybe a few 5 years, 6, 7 years ago, people are saying get whacked. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And he just came out and was like, ba, 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 ba. And now, fast forward to the end of 2024. I mean, many of his premonitions came true. And then you had another fortune teller by the name of Jaguar Wright, who aggressively...
on a mission.
Right?
Really.
But they're saying Jay-Z just backed her off, right? Like, she's backpedaling now. That's what some people are saying, right? That he's hitting her with the lawsuits and stuff like that, right?
He's hitting her with the lawsuits?
Mm-hmm. Right, so she's starting to get hit now, right? That's what they say, allegedly, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've been, ever since she came out, they've been arresting her. Allegedly, some people, put a something on her son, and then he got returned. And she's been going through it for saying what she's saying, right?
Yeah, she definitely has.
She even said the Pierce, what's his name?
Morgan?
Pierce Morgan show that was a summer, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And
to start sooner, but right?
Well, she said she got set up on that show.
Mm.
And yeah, Jaguar Wright, for all you don't know who Jaguar Wright is, man, Jaguar Wright was an artist that was actually signed to Rockefeller in her early 20s, and this was in the early 2000s, and she went through some things being on that label,